and enjoyed little professional recognition. No matter what work he was engaged in, he was easily distracted. If a student popped in unannounced, he was always willing to stop what he was doing and have a chat. And more often than not, the discussion quickly turned from chemistry to baseball or the latest movies. There was no doubt that this man was unlikely to make any great new discoveries, and it is not unreasonable to guess that he had never once experienced the flow state. But he had a talent for teaching. He had a way of connecting with his students, inspiring many to take a genuine interest in chemistry, even though initially many found the subject both too difficult and too boring, a deadly combination. His grad students worshipped him, and he became a mentor to many of them, inspiring and influencing them well beyond the confines of the classroom. I could easily imagine the countless students who, over the course of his 40-year career, were inspired by his kindness, his willingness to help, and the genuine interest he took in the students' careers, even if they were just reluctantly taking chemistry as a prerequisite for another field of study. I am certain I'm not alone in remembering him fondly many years later. It is easy to guess which professor enjoyed a happier life, at work as well as at home. I noticed the Dalai Lama's attendant and a few staff members loitering on the porch outside, and I looked at my watch, realizing we were running past my allotted 2 hours. It seemed as if we had just started. I guess that in discussing flow, I had entered into a flow state. The Dalai Lama also seemed in no rush to finish. He paused for several moments, as if fully absorbed in thought. Finally, he spoke, adding another dimension to our discussion.
I think it is important as we talk about these things to keep the bigger picture in mind. Now we are focusing on a discussion of work and how it relates to happiness. And of course, we can continue talking about how to be happier at work. But it is definitely possible that a person could have very routine work, work that might not be challenging, it might even be boring, and yet they can still be happy people. The world is full with examples of that. So in those cases, the individuals may have other sources of satisfaction and fulfillment. They would not be relying on work as a primary source of satisfaction. Take one example of a worker who has a very boring routine job, working every day from early morning to late at night. Now, if that